This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Aaron Van Dyke from the Social Security Administration Office in Litchfield. Aaron, welcome back to the program.
Thanks again for having me.
Not a problem when we are here to talk about the Social Security Administration Office. And since the last time we've talked, it was officially announced that for the second year in a row, there will be no cost of living increase for those on Social Security. Give us an update on what you know and what this all means.
Yeah, you're right, Tobin. We finally did get the final decision on that. Obviously, there were a lot of projections out there, you know, up that this was going to happen. But I think it was last week we finally got the official word that for the year of 2011, there won't be another cost of living this year. Obviously, what that means is mainly the people that are receiving benefits right now, their benefits are going to stay the exact same. Is the biggest thing to take away from that. It won't increase. And for almost most people, for almost probably about 70% or even more, their benefits won't decrease. And the only reason it may decrease will mainly relate to the Medicare premiums involved. But there is a hold harmless provision where most people, whatever premium they were paying, will stay the same. It won't increase. There's a few other stipulations where, you know, if they have higher income, they may be charged a higher premium. But for most people, their benefit's going to stay the exact same. Their Medicare premium's going to stay the exact same.
You and I have talked about this before in the past. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about how this is figured up, because this is based on projections from what, previous years?
2008, actually, right now. I mean, that's the year they're comparing to still, and they will compare that till next year when they do this again, because there has to be an increase from the last time there was a cost of living, and the last time was obviously in 08, where obviously in 09 they compared what happened in 09 in the third quarter with 08, and there was no increase, no inflation, I guess you would say, and so therefore in 2010 there was no cost of living, and now this year they used 2010, the third quarter of 2010, and compared it with the third quarter of 2008, so it's not really comparing what happened in 09 to 010. There may have been an increase there, but it has to be an increase from the 2008 year. And where that comes from is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's where we get the information. What they look at is the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. And that's important. I actually just visited their website, and there's several different, you know, consumer price indexes. So, you know, obviously you want to make sure if you're going to their website that you're looking for that specific table.
Obviously, 2008, that was when the beginning of when the bottom kind of fell.
Yep.
There's probably a chance that 2009 or next year would probably be the same, wouldn't it?
I mean, there's that chance. Obviously, as we've keep hearing in the news now, obviously you just keep hearing that the economy is getting better. So usually if that's the case, then there's probably going to be some inflation. So, you know, as the economy continues to pick up, you know, you're hopeful. Well, I don't know if you're say hopeful, but most of the cost of goods will probably continue to increase the overall cost of them. And if that's the case, then next year we should have a cost of living. Again, they're going to be comparing, you know, the 2011, you know, third quarter with 2008 at that time. So, again, you know, it's hard to project right now. I've searched, and we kind of talked ahead of time, and I searched trying to see if there was any projections out there of what they thought may happen. I haven't seen anything yet for future because, again, I'm sure, you know, nobody has a crystal ball yet to see where we're going with the economy. But the projections are that the economy is starting to pick up. But, again, obviously that's, you know, depending on who you talk to, I guess.
With the advent of the fear of Social Security maybe running out, you've got now two no cost of living increases back to back years. How does this affect Social Security? Are you seeing more people in your office now trying to draw out of Social Security just to say, hey, we're going to get something if we can? Or is this preventing a lot of people who may want to tap into Social Security to hold off?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I've seen it more, actually, like you said, when 2008 started and or into 2009 when the economy started going south, we actually saw more people delaying taking retirement, quite honest with you, because, one, they couldn't afford to stop working. And because, obviously, Social Security replaces some of it, but it doesn't replace all of someone's earnings. So, they're, you know, whether you take it or when you take it, you're going to see, if that's your only source of retirement income, you're going to see a drop in your take home as far as the pay, because obviously it doesn't cover 100% of what you're making when you're working. But we did see a lot of people decide to even, you know, put it off, you know, another year, another 2 years to get their Social Security benefit higher. Obviously, the longer they wait past age 62, it continues to rise per month, depending on how long you wait. So we did see a lot of people, you know, taking you know, putting it off a little bit, continuing to work maybe a little longer than they probably normally would have if maybe, you know, the economy was going good and maybe they didn't lose as much maybe in their 401k or whatever else they may have had for retirement. So I did see that. But again, a lot of people still, you know, still come in at age 62 because, again, nobody knows how long they have and they want to start drawing so they get something out of the Social Security.
Aaron Van Dyke from the Social Security Administration Office in Litchfield is our guest right now. And we're talking about happenings with the administration office. And let's continue on. We've discussed the big part of this. What other things are on the horizon or currently ongoing now with Social Security?
Well, obviously, you know, as we talked about the cost of living, we've heard, and you may have heard this too, but obviously we haven't heard anything official yet, but in Congress and up for vote is they're looking at possibly passing a $250 payment, you know, to people that are on Social Security benefits to kind of offset this no cost of living. So that's still out there. Again, you know, we haven't heard anything official yet. There's still talks going on. I'm sure still voting that needs to happen on that, but that's out there. Obviously, I assume we'll be the agency if it does pass, kind of processing that, getting the payments out to the people who are eligible for it. I know before when the stimulus package, everybody got some sort of a payment. This, I think, from what I've heard, would just be specific to Social Security benefits. But again, you know, obviously those are all still projections at this point. We haven't heard anything official, and obviously we'll let people know when we hear, but they'll probably hear it too in the news before that.
And if that is passed, that would be the second year in a row for that.
Yeah, there's been several, obviously. I mean, there's been what happened with the stimulus, which Social Security beneficiaries got a payment, and then most other just normal workers and people who filed a tax return got a little bit of a payment as far as this with the stimulus. And then last year, a lot of it pertained to Medicare and the quote-unquote donut hole with the prescription drug coverage. So Medicare actually was the agency administrating that part of it. And then this year, possibly another one. So yeah, it's been almost every year, you know, that there's been something to try to, you know, offset as much as they can with the no cost of living. You know, but again, we're still waiting to hear on that. But when we do, obviously, we'll definitely get letters out to everybody that are on benefits and obviously try to administer that payment as soon as possible.
Aaron, it's a pleasure to have you here. As we come to a close, since the last time we talked, I don't know how many people are aware of this. The Litchfield office has a new number. As we come to a close here, give us the new number.
Yeah, it's 8. We got all toll-free numbers now. Most of the offices in the nation have switched that. It's 877-319-3077.
All right, Aaron, it's a pleasure talking with you again, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Aaron Van Dyke from the Social Security Administration Office in Litchfield. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.